Hello, this is your host, Diana Crash. Before we begin this episode, I would just like to say that if there is anything that you want to hear on this podcast, or if you have any feedback at all about our show, we would love to hear it. Not only would we love to hear it, but we will reward you for giving us that feedback. We will send you a gift from one of our past guests. So email any kind of feedback that you may have to yourhighnesspodcast@gmail.com. We are also postponing our July 1st event. So if you were planning on attending, please subscribe to our Your Highness podcast newsletter on Substack for updates, because it will still happen later this summer. Before we get to this episode, a quick note from our sponsor. Ever feel like life's stress gets to be too much? Welcome to Mitra Gaia, your natural wellness partner. We are the number one rated provider of Kratom, a 100% natural plant-based solution used in Asia for centuries to help increase focus, energy, and relaxation. Want to know more? Use the code YHPOD to get 10% off your first order today. That's mitragaia.com and code YHPOD for 10% off. You're listening to Your Highness Podcast. I'm your host, Diana Crash. So we're here today with Wendy Brazil, the author of Why Mommy Gets High. How are you doing today, Wendy?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here as well. And I am happy that you are so patient with me, because today has been a day.
That's fine. We're just getting through, right?
We're getting through it. It's hot in here, and I just made it hotter by accident by almost setting fire. But anyway, we're moving on. We're going to start this episode, as we do every episode, with our fave pot and fave not pot. And if you're new to the podcast, this segment is our recurring segment where we talk about our favorite cannabis-related item and our favorite non-cannabis-related item at the moment. And my fave pot right now is actually not a product. It is a thing, as in, like, it's an app. Okay. It's called the Hi There app, and it's a nice, I want to say it's an alternative to Instagram and Twitter and all of that, but it is kind of its own thing. It's a social media app for cannabis consumers, and you don't have the same restrictions you do on other social media platforms. And it started out as a dating app, I believe, and now they have a podcast, they have articles that they regularly release, our friend Danielle Simone Brand is one of their contributors, and they have a podcast called Social Sesh, which I was recently on, so you can check that episode out if you download the app, but I think you can actually get the podcast episode on any of your favorite podcast platforms. It's called Social Sesh. And the hosts are just so lovely, and they've been in the cannabis journalism field for a very long time, so they really understand what I'm dealing with. So it was a great episode, and I recommend you check it out.
Is it spelled H-I-G-H?
Yes.
Or kind of high?
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hi okay. there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so going to get that. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It's cool because that you can like scroll through and see pictures of people in your area. Like you can even get specific with the location of who you want to connect with. So it's really cool. And they're doing a lot of things to add to it in the future as well. So I would say stay tuned.
I will.
So what's your fave pot right now, Wendy?
Well, I'm very into the low dose. I got to tell you, I'm really enjoying some of the brands are coming out with some low dose pot that you don't feel like you're going to outer space and that you can still manage getting through a grocery store. And it's really nice. One of my favorites, I brought a little packet, or the Drew Martens,
Oh.
pretty packaging.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I'm so over this, I call it guy weed, because it seems like it's just all this crazy stuff. Even the edibles and some of the drinks that they're coming out with are so high in milligrams that, give me a nice low dose.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. I feel that. And that's a really pretty package.
It really is,
I
yeah.
believe we even featured that brand in the Canna Curious magazine.
Oh, did you?
I feel
Okay, I'll
like
have
we
to look
did.
too.
Yeah.
They're great. It's a local company for me too here in LA, so
Oh,
I like
okay.
that.
Nice.
And then as far as projects, it's always Last Prisoner. That's what we're all working towards as far as cannabis, freeing the people that are still imprisoned over cannabis and weed offenses. So Last Prisoner, I try and throw a little money at them whenever I can, and they're doing great work. So
That's the Last
those are my
Prisoner
two.
project.
Yes.
Just for
Yeah.
people who don't know. I'll put the link in the show notes for that as well.
Yeah, it's
And that's it.
they're
That
doing such a
that's a good cause. I like that. So my fave not pot right now. I'm trying to focus on podcasts in this episode, if you haven't noticed. I have a theme here.
Yes.
I'm a huge podcast fan. I mean, it's not just because I'm a podcaster, but I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. And I listen to so many different things. I listen to true crime. I listen to, analytical type recaps, political. I mean, pretty much in every category, I have a podcast that I listen to. And one in particular is one of my all-time faves. It's called If Books Could Kill. And I've probably mentioned it on this podcast before, but it's a podcast where they take a really popular book that has influenced pop culture in a very significant way. They call them airplane books, or airport books, not airplane books. You know what I mean? Like where you see the best sellers at the Barnes and
Sure.
Noble and you're killing time
Right.
between connecting flights. So they what they do is they unpack the book and they go behind who wrote it and what was going on at the time and why it became so popular. And they don't necessarily critique it, but they do show different sides to like this was the feedback, this was the pushback, this was, And you get to make up your own mind, but they also kind of move the veil aside, so to speak, so that you can see like why the hype was created behind these books instead
Are
of
they all new books, or are they books
no.
from all different periods?
Oh, all different.
Huh.
Like they
If books
did,
could kill.
yes, they I think of one that they just did. They did Malcolm Gladwell. Which one was it? Anyway, I'm blanking, but they do all like right now. I just saw an alert that they have one for today that came out about The World Is Flat, that book. So
I have a friend who just left her husband over him thinking the world's flat.
what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Can you imagine how you deal with that one?
Yes. I
After 28 years.
Wow. So wait, they were married that whole time and she didn't know that he thought that the world was flat?
I just don't think that they ever really had that conversation, but he started going down more and more conspiracies and believing all this crazy stuff, and she was just like, wow, I can't roll with this anymore.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah.
Because I've seen people just be like, well, I mean, we're already married.
We're already married. All right, I'll stay with the dummy.
Yeah, it's already been 28 years. What's 28 more? But anyway, so what's your fave not pot right now?
My fave not pot. Well, I'm really into the show Yellow Jackets.
Yeah,
I don't know
that
if
was
you've
going to
watched
be
it
mine.
yet. Oh, it's so good.
But
It's
I
so
already
good
made
with
it mine like
Christina
two episodes
Ricci.
ago, so I thought I will do podcast this episode. Yes, it
Okay.
did you
Yeah,
see the
you
ending
got to
yet?
stay on theme. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen. Wait, is there a new one? Because
No,
we're
I don't know. No, just the last the series the season finale.
of season three.
Yes. Is it
I
season
don't know
three?
if I've
Or no,
seen the
season two.
last one.
No, season two. It's in season two right
Season
now.
two.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I. Well, no, I've seen the end of season two for
Okay.
sure.
Okay.
Give me a little reminder what's happening.
I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
Okay. But it
I
is
feel like
so
you can't
good. And
talk about
Julia.
Yellow Jackets and not like without people without spoiling it. So it's
It's
hard to
true.
say
And
like
Juliette Lewis is so good in it. I mean, everybody, the whole cast is amazing. I haven't had a show that I'm that excited to turn on in the evening. I'm
yes.
only allowing myself one episode
Yes.
tonight just so that I can draw it out as long as possible.
Yeah, it's not a show to binge all in one sitting, but it's
No, it's
definitely a
too
show that
good.
keeps me like it's hard to keep me seated for a long time.
Yeah, I have that
So,
same issue.
yeah, and so that's one of the only ones where I'm like literally on the edge of my seat and whew, did they end it with a cliffhanger? It's just
And
like,
then don't you
no.
just carry it the next day? Like it just stays with you
It
too.
does. It does. I'm like sitting there just questioning randomly, like, do you think they did? Is she supposed, like, I'll just be talking to my husband about something else completely different. I'll be like, so do you think
And
that
those kid actors are great. Those
so
girls,
good.
I mean, I don't know them from any other shows, and I don't know how they did that perfect casting. It's
Yes.
really good.
They are, it's fantastic. And
I
I'm kind of bummed out that they didn't give us at least two more episodes of the season. It's like I have to go the whole summer and probably whole year. Well, now with the writer's strike, I
mean,
mean, it might be.
oh, and now they're talking about an actor's strike, and my kid is on a show called Hacks. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Yes, I do.
It's
Love that show.
Hannah Einbinder. She's the writer, the young writer. Yeah. So we are hoping that she'll get back
Yeah.
to work here eventually.
That is
Yeah,
such a
she's
great
my.
show.
Isn't it so good? Okay, that's gonna be my other non-pot.
Okay.
Everybody watch Hot Hacks. Yeah, it's my husband's daughter, but I get to call her mine too. We're
Oh.
super proud of her.
That is so cool. And I just
Yeah.
love that show because like it's uncomfortable sometimes, but in a way that makes you like think about yourself, like why are you uncomfortable with it? Like you it kind of like you work things out, I feel, while
Yeah,
you're watching it.
it really I feel as though it's a really good portrayal of our 20 something what would they be? Are they millennials? I guess they're
No.
millennials. No.
I'm 40 and I'm still considered a millennial,
So
so
they're the Gen Z?
yeah. Yep. It is a great portrayal of that for sure. And I think that why am I blanking? Gene, what's her last name?
Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
No, it's the other Gene.
Yes. Oh, she's
Gene
so
Simmons.
good. Yeah.
No. We'll go through all the genes. Yeah, she's really good.
She's just
And the two of them together is just magic.
it
So.
is. Honestly, the two, they're just, they really go through it. They really go through it. All right. So now we're going to talk about another form of media, your book, switching
My
gears
book,
a little bit.
Why Mommy
And
Gets High.
yes, and it's such a lovely book. I read it last night and I can't wait to get my print copy. So is this the beginning of a series?
No, I'm a one and done, but I tell other women and dads, because I get that all the time, why don't you write one for dads, or why don't you write one for grandmas? And I'm like, I already wrote mine. I self-published through Amazon. It's easier than you think. And there should be a lot of these books on bookshelves. I'm really hoping that we'll see more because I do believe it's something that should be discussed. And the sooner the better. The more normalized it is, the easier it is to have a conversation. Kids really, they know when you're being sneaky. And then they start wondering what's going on. If we're just honest with them, they're going to be honest with us. So I wrote this book mostly because I wished I'd had it. And it was during COVID and there wasn't really a lot of stuff to do. So I just started to write this book, and I went through and found on Instagram an illustrator. I looked at tons of illustrators, but I looked at this, met this illustrator because she did video games.
Oh,
She was used to doing people because
I
a
can
lot of
see
the
that.
illustrator, yeah, a lot of the illustrators I talked to wanted to make us into a family of bears or a family of pigs or a family of, skunks. And I just wanted it to be people. I mean, my kids always reacted biggest to seeing other children in books. Like they loved that book, Baby Faces. And so I wanted it to be a mom and her girls.
That is really cool because they can see themselves in that book, and that is so important when you're trying to teach them about any form of plant medicine. In the book, you reference a flower that is grown in the garden, but you don't actually use the word cannabis in the book. So
Yeah.
what terminology would you recommend using when discussing cannabis with your kids?
When I talked about it, I was called it flower or weed, weed or flowers. I did that mostly because we have so many states still. At the time we had 32, I think we're up to 36 now that have recreational marijuana. And I really have a lot of compassion for those families that are in states where it is not legal and their children go to school and if they had the wrong terminology could run into trouble.
That is really smart, honestly.
So it was really important to make this a book that, most families could digest and they can call it whatever they want, whatever they're comfortable with calling it. But I always just called it flower. Little girls love flowers and they didn't really think anything of, the word flower when I talked to my nieces or my nephews. And so.
I use the word flower a lot. I mean, I haven't really figured out what to call it yet with my son.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really love mommy medicine because I
No, I don't like
am
that
not
either.
interested in medicine. I try and avoid medicine because there's nothing wrong with me. So, I get that all the time. Why do you use the word high? Call it medicine. I'm like, high is wonderful. Higher education, higher learning, higher thinking,
I mean, I agree with you
high thoughts.
100%. But I think that because we are all conditioned as a society to believe that high is bad, and yet, like you just pointed out, it is used in so many instances that are supposed to be good. And so I think your book is so interesting because it is leaving it up to the reader basically to handle this conversation. But it also kind of bends your mind a little bit because you're saying it's a flower and that's what it is, right? It's a flower and I grow it in the garden. But then other
And it
people,
makes mommy feel good.
right? But then people who can't grow it in their garden are not right. They're not there, I don't think, mentally when you're talking about it being a flower that you grow in the garden. So I guess I think this book could help a lot with that, but I guess what I'm trying to wonder is what is an alternative to using, like, what is an alternative for high that is acceptable? I'm not asking that you answer that.
Yeah.
It's just more of a
We
theoretical,
had
like, how do we as cannabis friendly cannabis consumers, parents, all of that in this group.
Let's just call it we're enlightened.
I do like that a lot. I like that. I honestly think that's the best answer.
And it is, we had a reading with a couple of moms and kids, and when the mom's reading it to a couple of kids a couple of weeks ago, and she said, or that we grow in the yard or buy at the store, and I thought that was cute, like, because she doesn't personally grow it, she wanted them to know that you could also buy it at a store. I'm hoping that as moms read it and dads read it and grandmas read it, that they will kind of interject their own personal part. I put in there after an especially hard day, mommy may slip away. But it could also be after an especially good day, mommy may slip away. So
That is, I think that's so interesting, and it's got me thinking a lot now because you really don't think about what they say in school, right? When you're reading these books, but my son especially is the type that will repeat exactly what he hears in a book. He repeats whole books, and it's really cute, but also I wonder sometimes.
Well, hopefully after July 1st, things will be a little bit better in Maryland. It'll take a while.
will take a while. It will take
Yeah.
a very long while.
Have you found a pretty good group of women though, it, in your area that you can,
No. I've had some people tell me that I know people are listening to this podcast in my area. Hi, if you're listening in Bel Air or in Harford County. But have I found them? Not necessarily. There's a couple here and there, but this, yeah, it's my group of Canna moms is virtual right now. And I feel like that's the case for a lot of Canna moms, honestly. And it can be a weird disconnect when you're out in the world and you want to make that connection and say, but then you don't know
Who's
how to
who?
break the ice, so to speak. So
Yeah.
books like this are great because if you have a play date or something, you can just have it out and see what the reaction is. And
Absolutely. That's one of the funniest things is I took to my niece's baby shower. And so she unwrapped it and she her and her husband, he used to work at a dispensary. They looked at it and they were like, "Oh, I guess we're gonna find out who's actually our next customers." And it was just on the board, and the grandparents were like looking at it and like, "Huh, oh, I used to smoke pot in my day." So, it definitely got conversations rolling even among the adults.
isn't that so funny? It's like we're all afraid to discuss this in public, and then it's one of, in my opinion, one of the topics that can make almost anybody have a conversation with somebody else that they normally never would. That it is genuinely an icebreaker that is unlike, I feel, any other, because there's so many different connections to it. It's not like, oh, even if you don't smoke it, even if you've never smoked in your whole life or had any cannabis in your body, someone who has, and you have a story to tell in some way. And even if it's like, oh, I'm curious about that. Like, I've always wondered. Oh, I wonder if it will help with my pain. And so I feel like that is really awesome that you brought that too. And it just goes right into my next question about if you've used this in a family setting as an icebreaker, or have you given it to a friend who has done the same thing?
I've given it to lots of friends, and it seems it's funny because when you're in a mixed crowd, I would say even now, there are a lot of people who when they look at it, they go, "Oh, I think that's wrong to talk to your children about weed." And it's a good jumping off point. Why do you think it's wrong? And well, what's so wrong with weed? And it makes people lazy. I haven't found that to be the case. I find that, some of the weed moms and the moms that I talk to are some of the hardest working, motivated people I've ever met. So, there goes that misnomer. So yes, it's definitely a very popular gift for me to give out because I got a box of them.
So your message is almost like normalizing the word high and kind of looking at it in a different way, the word itself, you know, like what does it take away all the negative connotations of the word high?
It's that, and it's just fun to say why mommy gets high. You know, when I had my girlfriend and I, when we were young moms, and she and I were probably the only two that really partook. And so whenever we went anywhere, you know, she and I, we would, rather than opening a beer or a glass of wine, we would just kind of slip out back for a few minutes. And inevitably, every single time, you know, we come back into the party and one of our kids were either on the top bunk, you know, thinking they could fly or whatever it was. And she and I would look at each other and kind of give each other a little rib and we'd go, and that's why mommy gets high. And that's why mommy gets high, you know, or they make a mess or, you know, have an accident, whatever yeah. it was. So that's why mommy gets high, you know. Oh, and that's why mommy gets high.
That's so funny. I love that.
It was always a little saying we had between the two of us just as our little private joke.
That's so cool.
So when I found my list of things I wanted to do when I was a grown up, I had made a list. I don't know if I told you this part yet, but I found an old journal during COVID when I was cleaning everything up. I found an old journal and it had a list of things I wanted to do. And one of them that I hadn't done was write a book. So then I just started thinking about, you know, what could I write a book about? And I thought, what do I know about? Well, I know about kids a little bit, and I know about getting high. So just seemed like the natural leap. And I've been really excited that people have responded so well and so positively for the most part.
It's a beautiful book. And I have to say, I see myself in this book as a child because the scenes where you're painting and you have paint out, like, that's just, I grew up with an art teacher, a lot of artists in my family.
Oh, but wow.
Those pictures are like, oh, okay. I can, I can connect to that scene.
And those paintings are actually my art, my painting. This is one behind me. And
yeah, it's beautiful.
So I went ahead and put in my own paintings as a little private plug.
You have to, honestly. And I think that's genius. And your artwork is gorgeous. I checked it out before we did this today. But yeah, no, thank you for putting this out there. This is a beautiful thing that you're doing. And I'm just in awe of of your message and your artwork and you as a human.
Well, mommy's out there. Go ahead and write your own. It's really not that hard. And Amazon makes it so easy to self-publish.
Yeah, they do.
And I would love to see more of these books from all different types of families. You know, we have Miss Be Kindness, who has her book. And there's What's Growing in Grandma's Garden. Let's see. It's Just a Plant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's starting to be a few more.
Yeah.
But, you know, the sooner we talk to our kids, the less they think about it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, you know, it's going to be an ongoing conversation. It's not a one and done, that Danielle Simone Brand said in the article in Kenneth's Curious.
Yes.
that it's an ongoing conversation. As they grow, they have more questions. Yeah. And, you know, when they smell it out, I know my little niece, whenever she smells it, she's like, smells like mommy.
I don't know that my son's, well, I don't really smoke flower around him, but
right.
It's only because of, honestly, it's the situation right now. It's situational. but I think he has seen me use like a vape or something like that. And he thinks that the vapor is funny. So, you know, I know the conversation is ongoing and we always have to change it depending on the age and the legality and the accessibility and all of that. And there's so much to consider. And so I'm going to plug something. since you mentioned Danielle Simone Brand writing the article in this recent issue of Canada Curious magazine, first, go order a copy of the Canada Curious magazine issue. But
it's
second,
really good.
Yes, it is a good issue. Secondly, Danielle and I are working on a new project about it's a podcast project, and you will be able to preview that project on our sister podcast, Getting Personal with Plant Medicine. And we will also be putting it in the Your Highness thread later this summer. So stay tuned for that.
Very cool.
And you will
So,
be involved with that as well, Wendy. So
oh, I look forward to it. Hey, Diana, so would you feel comfortable reading this book to your son, or do you feel as though because it's not adult use yet until July 1st, do you feel as though it's something that he may take to other people's houses or
oh
his
no,
grandparents?
I'm not worried about that. No, I will be reading this to him. So before we end, is there any call to action that you have, and where can people find you?
Instagram or TikTok, it's Why Mommy Gets High. Amazon, of course, just go ahead and Amazon that up and it'll be in your mailbox in 48 hours. It's amazing how fast these things come. So,
That's so true. I will put the link in the show notes.
oh, thank you.
Thank you again for spending time with me today. I appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, I appreciate you too. Thank you so much for finding me, or maybe I found you, but I'm glad we found each other. And
Yeah.
I look forward to future podcasting and hopefully someday meeting in real life.
Yes, absolutely. Until next time, stay high and beautiful. Bye.
This episode of Your Highness Podcast is brought to you by MitraGaya.com. MitraGaya.com is giving listeners a 10% off discount when they use the code YHPOD. That's YHPOD at MitraGaya.com, a top-rated kratom company. Also, you can keep up on the recent events and all the news surrounding our show by subscribing to our Substack, Your Highness Newsletter. This episode was edited and produced by James Crash and myself, Diana Crash, and is a production of Your Highness Media. Intro music is brought to you by Your Mom Likes My Music. Thank you for listening.